The Voters Education Program is proudly sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung.
To all our listeners, somewhat 10 minutes already into the program, and I am Lucas Kalwapa Katenda. I would like to bring about our discussion for voter education, or knowing your right, my vote, my responsibility. As you could recall from last week, as part of our introduction into this program, we dealt with the issues of the reasons why we have to care and we have to be concerned about responsibilities of the citizens of voting. We spoke about Namibia as a constitutional democracy. And constitutional democracy means the Namibian people have got the final authority in matters of governance. As it is stated in the preamble of the Constitution and also in Article 1, the first chapter, and Article 17 in the same Constitution, as well as the Declaration of the United Nations. So, what is democracy before I come on to the Namibian landscape? Democracy is an exciting concept, obviously. And there are increase in numbers of states, especially around the world and on the African continent, who practice the idea of freedom and political expression and free political expression and loathing of the authoritarian rule. In other words, many countries around the world are embracing the idea that people are free, especially in the area of choosing who should have the mandate to govern and rule the people. However, the term is very complex for many, especially in the newer democracies such as ours. And obviously, it takes a long time to get used to in its practical meaning. And obviously there will be a need for a lot of information, and it is the duty of educators to clarify the information at appropriate level to the learners, and in this case whoever is learning the concept of democracy is a learner. Democracy provides very special opportunities, but at the same time, it poses also a challenge because it incorporates, if you like, the aspects of behavior, the aspects of skills, knowledge, and attitudes, as well as the questions or the question of politics and politics and power. So we need therefore to understand the meaning, the nature, the form, and other aspects of democracy. So as educators, the manner in which educators act and teach will influence people's understanding of democracy. And as a result, there is indeed a considerable discussion in the literature of a democratic, especially in educational methodology, valuing interaction, participation, and individual contribution to debate and the discovery of meaning. That is why, even in this program, we allow people, as a matter of democratic principles, to express their views by calling in whether to agree or to disagree with the content contained therein. There is some basic information that provides a good foundation for the developing an understanding and appreciation of democracy. So, defining democracy, therefore, is what? Democracy is a complex and also contested at the same time type of concept. It is not only accepted, it is very complex and it can be contested in some areas. And in fact, it is not the only form of governance that is available. All governments around the world, they choose what form of governance system they would like to follow. And in the Namibian context, we have chosen democracy. And that's why it is indicated that Namibia is what? It's a unitary state, democratic state, as it says. The Republic of Namibia is hereby established as a sovereign, secular, democratic, and unitary state founded upon the principles of democracy and the rule of law and justice for how many? For all. For all. Who are the all? All Namibians. All Namibians have to be treated equally and fairly, as is appropriate for any democratic society. So, as a result, there will always be differences of opinion, by the way, because of the complexities, despite some considerable convergence or core definition. Most definitions of democracy focus on qualities and procedures and institutions. Because there are many expressions of democracy in the world, and educators will want to guard against assuming that particular practices and procedures must be promoted and adopted universally. Its principles are applied in different contexts and in different places differently. This is democracy. We can never expect to use one broom or one shoe to fit all people. The contexts are different. Cultures and traditions and values are also different from one society to another. But the basic principle of respecting the fundamental rights, cannot be overemphasized. So democracy does not consist a single unique set of institutions that are universally applicable, as I have indicated. The specific form that democracy takes in a country is largely determined by prevailing political, social, and economic circumstances. Moreover, it is greatly influenced by history and traditions and cultural factors. This is the case. And therefore, you have liberal democracy, you have social democracy, you have conservative democracy, if you like, and all kinds of things. So it is determined the application of democracy is determined by the history, by the tradition, by culture, by political, social, and economic circumstances of the country in which it is found. Even in Namibia, this is the case. Obviously, most readings of democracy begin with identifying where the word comes from and where the first recorded formalized practice of democracy is stated. And they also provide definitions, democracy, that have been used over time. And the following are a number of definitions. For example, from very simple to complex definitions. Democracy comes from the Greek word demos, which means people. Democracy comes from the Greek word demos. Means what? It means people. And then kratos, which means authority or power. So in other words, democracy is two words that is mixed together. Two words that are joined together to form one word. Demo can be a word on its own. Kratos can be a word on its own. But when you put them together, they become one word. Which means it's a government which is conducted with the freely given consent of the people. System of governance in which the supreme authority lies with the people. Rule by the people in which a country directly or by representation. The form of governance in which political control is exercised by all the people, either directly or through their elected representatives. The word democracy itself means rule by the people. The rule by the people, government of the people. As during the heydays of our liberation, people will say, what is democracy? We want democracy. What democracy that we want? Government of the people, by the people, for the people. You see, it is a system where people can change their rulers in a peaceful manner, and the government is given the right to rule because people say it may. Period. I cannot overemphasize this. In a democratic institution, it is people who have authority. And six definitions we have here, the final one says it means the rule by the people. It is the people who rule. Demo, people, kratos, the rule, if you like, or the authority, or the power. So it's people ruling, in other words. A democracy is therefore a system where people can change their rulers. The people can change their rulers. How? In a peaceful manner. Example, through elections, through voting. And the government is given the right and the authority to rule because people say it may just do that. So the word democracy was coined by ancient Greeks who established a direct form of government in Athens, and all adult males would gather to discuss issues and they would vote by the show of hands. Slaves and women, remember, slaves and women did not have the right to vote. This is the ancient primitive world in which women were not allowed to vote. Historically, where it started, especially in Athens. But mind you, this is no longer the case. All people, as we will see in the Namibian constitution, will have got the right to vote. Okay? So therefore, the step from direct democracies, in which people vote directly on issues, to representative democracies, in which people vote for representative politicians to make decisions on their behalf, was inevitable as larger and more diverse society established democracies. Today, there are forms of direct democracies such as referenda, petitions, plebiscites, propositions. But these are most often practiced in older and more technologically resourced democracies. And democracy is reportedly a concept, as you can see, alien to Africa when it comes to Africa. Democracy is somewhat alien to Africa. It's not very common. A claim that rests on the confusion between the principles of democracy and their institutional manifestations. The principles of democracy include widespread participation, consent of the government, and public accountability of those in power. Principles permeated traditional African political system. The political transition to democracy, as well as the restructuring, needed much voting, and the question of voting is coming, and elections, the constitution, and the independent judiciary may be overwhelming for new citizens. For this reason, focusing on people's own experience will be a useful means to getting people to have a practical and a common understanding of democracy. Educators, those of us who teach citizens about democracy, we should encourage people to express their views on the values that already exist in the way people interact with each other, in communities, in their everyday lives. From this collection of values, the educator will be able to come up with custom-made set of aspirations for and values underpinning democracy. This will form a usable basis from which to explore the form of governance that exists in their country and the extent to which it can be defined as democracy. So, in a nutshell, democracy is nothing else but people governing. And as we can see, it involves widespread participation. When we say participation, doesn't mean always voting, nor does it mean joining political parties all the time. Obviously, joining of the political parties is included, but people can still participate in democratic processes without being members to this or that political party. They can be as well independent citizens participating in the affairs of their country. And the consent of governed, those who want to govern us, they must get consent. They must get consent from the people. And then there must be public accountability for those in power, because these are the principles of democracy. And in many ways, some of us are not prepared to participate in this way. And you have the types of democracy, like now, the representative democracy, when everyone has got the right to take part in government of his country directly or through freely chosen representatives. The will of the people shall be the basis of the authority of the government. the will of the majority, if you like. The will of the majority. Because it's always obvious there wouldn't be a time when people will vote 100% the same way. There will always be a dissenting voice. For whatever reason, for better or for worse, there will always be a dissenting voice. And this shall be expressed in a periodic and genuine elections. There must be periodic and genuine, free, fair, credible elections. The election shall be held universally and equal suffrage and shall be held to the secret vote or the equivalent free voting process. And that's why we are concerned about elections and the voting process, because it is the only way those who are governed are likely going to give the consent to those who will govern them. Voting is one of the mechanisms that guides a democratic state and keeps its leaders on track. It serves to let the leadership know how they have performed. During elections, citizens vote for the candidate of their choice. The elected candidates or representatives become the government of the country, and elected leaders represent the people and they govern for a set period of office, and the representatives are chosen through elections based on the constituency or proportional representation system or a combination of the two. Civic educators like ourselves in particular countries would decide to emphasize and illustrate in a more depth, as you know, the representative democracy and how has it is been chosen. In addition, we need to explain and to explain the difference between possible systems and their benefits and their costs. So, constitutional democracies. The constitutional democracy, most but not all democracies, are based on written constitution, the supreme law that serves to guide the legislators and the laws they make. Written constitutions serve as a guarantee to citizens that government is required to act in a certain way and uphold certain rights. The strength of the real democracy depends on a certain fundamental rights and freedoms. These rights and freedoms must be protected and to make sure that democracy will succeed. In many countries, these rights are found in and protected by a constitution. The constitution also sets out the structures and functions of the government, and it provides the guidelines for the making of other laws. It is normally protected from amendment by the whim of a particular government by having a special majority required before any clause can be changed, or by submitting any changes to voters through a referendum. So that's a constitution. You have now countries such as Namibia with a written constitution. And the constitution gives the guidance in terms of lawmakers that they always have to walk in a particular path and in a particular trajectory. Some theorists have developed a set of minimum requirements considering the upsurge in the number of democracies holding free and fair elections and declaring themselves democratic states. Elections on their own do not make a country democratic. A set of minimum requirements provides both a good overview of what democracy means and a standard against which to test whether or not a country is democratic. The following is a list of requirements that has been extracted by a study of democracies and by reading various theories of democracy. 1. Control over government decision about policy constitutionally vested in elected representative. For a democracy to be effective and working and acceptable, cherishable and enjoyable in any given society, there must be a control over how the government takes decisions. And elected representatives chosen in a particular and fair elections. Free, regular, free and fair, credible elections must be free of criticism and must be free of being challenged in the court of law when people are not satisfied. There must be no secrecy whatsoever when it comes to elections. There must be no step that cannot be verified by participants in such elections, even including independent observers. Elected representatives exercise their constitutional powers without facing overriding opposition from unelected officials. Elected representatives must have got the right to exercise their constitutional obligation and powers without facing an overriding opposition from unelected officials. Unelected officials are people like community activists, social activists, faith-based activists like myself and others have got no right whatsoever to override the elected officials, the elected representatives. Otherwise, it is tantamount to committing a coup d'etat. All people who are elected must be allowed to exercise their authority. If there is a question about, or there are serious allegations about whether they are abusing their office and powers, there must be legal instruments as to how to deal with them, either to suspend them or to do a referendum if they must be removed from authority. Nobody must take, therefore, law in their own hands and they start to threaten to overthrow the elected officials. Okay. All adults have got the right to vote in elections. All adults, and in this case, adults in Namibia are people over the age of 18, or rather people who are 18 years on the dot and above can and should have the obligation and the responsibility to vote. All adults have the right to run for public office. I have indicated all these things already last week. Citizens have the right to express themselves on political matters. Citizens, these are now not elected people, but anybody who is a citizen of this country has got the right to express him or herself on political issues without facing victimization, harassment, intimidation, and so forth. Provided that such expression cannot be used or cannot be the basis to overthrow legitimate or those who are regularly, procedurally elected to the office. So they must also not only express themselves on political matters, but defined broadly, these people must not be risked. They must not risk the state punishment. In other words, the government of the day must be willing to face criticism for better or for worse, but people who criticize must not be victimized. And this is the sickness in Africa and to a certain extent in Namibia. When you start to criticize those in authority, they will begin to malign you, they will begin to sideline you, to isolate you, and so on and so forth. But it is our democratic obligation to allow all the people to participate in the democratic principles. Then, citizens have the right to seek out alternative sources of information, such as the news media. Such sources are protected by the law. We have what we call access to information law in Namibia. And people must be given information at all levels as relevant. And I have always indicated, for as long as these things do not undermine the security, the peaceful existence of the Namibian country as a sovereign state. But people have got the right to seek information, to read the newspapers, to read social media and other things. Citizens have the right to seek to form independent associations and organizations, including independent political parties and interest groups. In the multi-party democracy such as ours, people have got the right to form associations, political associations, pressure groups, and even political parties. While they are not necessarily the solution to the problems we have in Africa and in Namibia in particular, nevertheless, freedom is guaranteed if for some reason one person thinks having millions of political parties is a solution. It's a free for people. People are free so to do. So the government is autonomous and is able to act independently from outside constraints such as those imposed by alliances and the blocs. In this case, Namibia is a sovereign, as we have known, and must act independently and only consider outside influences when obviously it deems that it is adding value to the existence of its inhabitants. If any of those conditions are not met, obviously, it is to be argued that the country is not truly democratic, even if there are regular elections. So, citizens have got the right, as I mentioned, to criticize even the government. Now, before I call on the callers to come on board, I would like just to indicate that Namibia is a constitutional democracy. We are run by and under the Namibian constitution. Is our way. It's what gives us some morals, some directions, some governance principles, and the constitution is the supreme law of the Republic of Namibia. It was so drafted, carefully accepted by those who formed the Constituent Assembly of 1989 and adopted in 1990. So we are sovereign, as I indicated, secular and democratic and unitary state, and we are following the rule of law for all people, and nobody is above the law. A republic is a representative democracy where decisions are made by representatives elected by people. It's a republic, and we are representative. We are not federal or something. We are a republic in which decisions are made by who? By the representatives. Sovereign means Namibia is an independent nation which is not under control of any other nation. When we say we are sovereign, we are really independent. We are on our own. We relate to other countries or other blocs only by way of being in alliance or with them or in bilateral cooperation. Secular means we are not run according to any religion. The Namibian government decided we do not want any religion to govern us. Religion is protected under the same constitution to be practiced on individual level and through community or organizations such as faith-based organizations, churches, and otherwise. Democratic means that power rests with the people of Namibia and who elect the key government decision makers. Unitary means Namibia is one single nation and the constitution applies equally to everyone. So the fundamental rights and therefore freedoms are enforced by the courts in Namibia. So the courts is the courts, namely the magistrate courts, the higher court, the Supreme Court, and other tribunals. But these three, more importantly, as legs of the government judiciary, have got nothing but an obligation to enforce the fundamental rights and freedoms as enshrined in the Namibian Constitution. And the breach of it thereof must be so pointed out, and the rectification and a correction must be made. So you have now the overview. You have chapters 1 to almost chapter 21 of the Namibian constitution, with many articles under them giving us the idea of how things must work. So, and then the three branches of our government, as we know, the executive with the presidency and prime minister and the deputy prime minister and the cabinet. And then you have then the legislature, which is National Assembly and the National Council. And you have the judiciary, which is the Supreme Court, the High Court, the magistrate courts, and even the community courts, maybe those conducted by the traditional authorities or internal institution disciplinary measures. So, having said so, I would like now just to indicate a bit on how elections are conducted in Namibia. Okay? Namibian elections. And this is what I would like us to pick just a bit, and then I will open the line for two or three people to call in. Elections in Namibia are a process by which members of community or country, like Namibia as I indicated, choose representatives to hold what? Positions at various levels of government. Nobody must occupy any seat, any position in Namibia unless this person was elected. Citizens 18 years of age and older have the right to vote for representatives at various levels of government. The president, the National Assembly, the regional councils, and the local authority councils. How many elections do we have? One, we elect the president directly. Two, members of the National Assembly. Three, regional councils, from which members of the National Council are elected. And then the local authority councils. However, there is an additional residency requirement for voting at local level. The right to vote is guaranteed by the Constitution. Every citizen aged 21 or older has the right to vote or to be elected to a public office, with one exception. What is that exception? A person who wants to be elected a president must be citizen of Namibia by birth or descent and must be over the age of 35. Regular elections ensure that government is answerable to people. If the government does not perform to the satisfaction of the voters, they can vote for a different political party or a different candidate in the next election. Regular elections, I repeat, ensure that government is answerable and accountable to the people who have elected them. And if the government does not perform to the satisfaction of the voters, they can vote for a different political party. They can, they may. It's not they must, but they can and they may vote for a different political party or a different candidate altogether in the next election. And the elected representatives are responsible to the voters who elect them. In other words, when it is time for election, you are sitting with two alternatives, whether to confirm the party that's in power or to vote against it by putting a different party. Given your own judgment in terms of what has been achieved, in terms of what was promised, in terms of developmental agenda, in terms of the social welfare of the people, in terms of economic welfare of the people. And if you think these people are not performing, the judgment is in your mind and the ability is on your hands to vote and choose another party. Or you say, no. This party that has been ruling us or governing us, I think they are doing the best. And again, the judgment is in your heart and in your mind, and the ability on your pen to vote just as your mind dictates. What you have to be aware of is that every action has its outcome. You vote and make sure you are not going to grumble against what you have just done. Voting must be done in secret so no one can intimidate voters or victimize them for their choices. Because people have got the problem, they may end up victimizing you if they know you voted for who. It must be done secretly, confidentially. Namibia originally used ballot paper which voters marked, but now elections are done with the voting machine, which was again disputed the last time because of the verification issues. The Constitution protects the rights of citizens to peaceful political activities amid at influencing the composition of policies of the government, and this includes the right to join existing political parties or to form new political parties, and the right to participate in public affairs directly or through elected representatives. May now I open the line.
Yes. Welcome to the program. Welcome, sir.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Yourself?
Good.
You have only 2 minutes each.
The problem is the system of voting. If you check in 1989, when you went to election,
Yes.
The population of Namibia was only around 800 people. I'm still under connection. But you guys, you voted for 2 days.
Yes.
But now when we have a population of 2.6 million, we are only voting for 1 day from 6 in the morning up to 9 in the evening.
And usually if people are not done, they will always extend?
Yes. And you see, like what's happening in the current system.
Yes.
It's like, for example, in the bank, if you are caught in the bank, you will be served until all of you are finished.
Yes.
But with the election, even if you are inside, you are chased out.
Where does that happen? In Walvis Bay.
Yes, the last person. If you go to social media, you find it. It's there. The last person to vote at 9 is the one in the voting booth. When they are in the queue, the police take a gun and say, all of them out.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very new to me. I thought that people are given an extension until everyone is finished, unless they close the doors of the polling station.
even in a even it's good even in a community hall, but when it's not open, the only the person in the booking box, you in the queue, all of you the outside.
Oh, there was something need to be done. I need the clarification on that one, because what I know is that elections are sensitive. People must take them very seriously, and they must not think that they can come anytime they want, and it must drag on and drag on. We want it to be done quickly, and the counting be done quickly. People must vote quickly, and the counting done quickly to avoid confusions. But if there are people in the queue, for instance, already in the booth, then we will say, okay, it is now 9 o'clock. Whoever is in the queue will continue to vote, and whoever is coming later is their own business.
Yes, even if you go, it was even broadcasted on NBC. Even if you look for it, if you just put it, Valdez by election, you see when people were crying, we were being chased out of the community. And my problem was, the people are already inside. Why can't you cross at least the door of the community hall? The police said it's 9 o'clock. The last person to vote is the one in the voting booth. All of you must get out.
Maybe there is a provision for that. I don't know. But electoral commission can help.
It's just autocratic, because we say is there is a lot of bureaucratic inefficiency in the region. And the other thing that I've seen is like, look, election as a young person, I'm queuing from 7 until 1 o'clock. And then all the person will just come and bypass and they go vote. What we are saying is that in 2024, we need provision for old people. And when there is no old people, young people must go vote and they vote for old people. Thank now, we, per polling station, we only have one voting booth. But when there's an old person, you young people, now you are waiting in the queue, and old people, they don't queue, they just come, go in. Why did they put one voting booth per polling city? There should be two.
Good, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is a suggestion there. Some people were chased out of the voting hall when the time of voting is up. I have no evidence to that, but he seems to have evidence. I thought whoever is in the voting hall by the close of the hour, they are allowed to vote until they are done. I thought that's what has been exercised. But in the meantime, he also tells us that we need to have two polling booths, or the voting booth must be two. One queue for the elderly and one queue for the not so older, because elders will always bypass us, and we stand in the queue waiting until it is very late. So we have a line open for another caller or so, because we started a little late, for someone to call in and tell us what their views are in terms of what I mentioned about democracy. Democracy is democracy when other things are present, but also regular, free, fair elections. And in Namibia, I have just started, we do elections for the all of these offices, for the president, for the parliament, and for the local regional councils, and then for the local authorities.
Welcome to the program. You have 2 minutes. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, sir. Go ahead.
Fine. Omlemba.
See what?
SWAPO have established themselves, and they have been gaining the majority for themselves. They struggle to gain the majority from the elderly. But we young, we must not care about that. What we should do is that the elderly cannot run if they do not have young. if they left you out, it's a good thing. Grouping yourself, because we are talking about democracy. Don't worry about them. How long are they going to do that? I don't think there's no many years they are going to do that. You are the one who are going to be remained. Don't worry, Onlemba. We must organize ourselves as young democracy, and build ourselves. Zuapa will build himself. We must not worry about them. Our time will come.
Thank you, Tate.
Yeah, and we must preach democracy. If somebody doing democracy, that is democracy. We should do other ways around, pressuring young people to follow us. That's only the thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Right. We are speaking the principles here. Whoever is in the government now or whoever will be in government, we are talking about the principles under which to achieve the democratic atmosphere.
Welcome to the program. You have 2 minutes.
Yeah, caramba mia. Apparently, the translation of democracy,
yes,
has been done very wrong.
Yeah.
Demo the people, democracy should be demotic.
Oh.
It means that people should be the ones running. Those old people, they call the people, they hold the meeting. Yeah, we want to build something, the trenches here. What do the people say? Now, in Namibia, we've got this constitution, Article 1. It says, or which states, that it's a sovereign country. So apparently democracy, you can bring it as you want. Because now it is a sovereign country, which means all the power, the things that we are being elected. Instead of, if it was democracy, according to my view, it should have been a plenipotential, verteenwoordiger, representative, not a sovereign, and then I elect. We hold the democratic elections, and then those people who come there are not democratic with what they are doing, they fish work and they do whatever. So I think we should relook democracy, especially in Africa.
Uh-huh.
That's my point.
Thank you, Tate.
Thank you.
Yeah, those are some of the views there, and I'm liking it. I may take one more caller and then we are done. But the definitions of the terms are: Namibia is a republic, which is governed through representative democracy. We are sovereign, governed by ourselves, not controlled by other nations. Secular, no religion dictates. Democratic, only the people who can dictate.
Hello?
Hello, Captain, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Please, A of you.
Thank you. I want to ask a question. In your view now, in Africa,
yes,
which country do you think is really up to date when it comes to the democracy? Doing well or better than us? That's my question.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's a very good question, and I would want to hear your views. I will go with it to see if there is such a thing, a better democracy than others. They may be doing things differently and thinking that they are more democratic, but they may be democratic in this one area, but in the other areas. But so far, the information I got, any country which is doing better in democracy than other countries is the country where government decisions and about policy are controlled, people are elected, people have got no fear of criticizing the government, elected officials are accountable, adults have got the right to vote, and public offices is open to all. People over a certain age and for a certain period of time, and political matters, People are free to express themselves without the risk of state punishment. And when a country is doing better in this area, it may fail in other areas. You may say Namibia is doing well, just to give an example, but there are people who think that they are victimized because they do not belong to that or that political party. Or in other countries, it may be no intimidations and so on, but is the election fair, for instance? Are people consulted, for instance, before decisions are taken on the broader base scheme of things? Thank you very much. Having said that, I have come to the end of our program today. My vote, my responsibility. I hope to come in the studio next week. It is Lucas Katenda. The program was sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation, and I'm your presenter through Eagle FM. It's a goodbye.
The Voters Education Program was proudly sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung.